Good morning, Joni. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Tom.
So we're going to talk about Joanna Macy. Who is Joanna Macy?
So Joanna Macy is an eco-philosopher, a scholar of deep ecology and Buddhism, and has been an activist for over 50 years. And she is still a very vibrant 87-year-old who I just spent 10 days in a training with. And she taught the entire training with the assistance of four other activists, but she was the primary person doing this 10-day empowerment training.
Well, why was it that you wanted to spend time with her? What was it about her that drew you in to her philosophy?
Well, I guess most importantly, she is one of my all-time heroes.
That's important.
And she has been active in the climate change movement, in the nuclear movement over the 50 years that she's been involved. And she is doing across the world, not just across the country, she's doing a 10-day The Work That Reconnects training for environmental activists and those who have that leaning to face what's happening in the world, the climate change, the depletion of oil, the economic upheaval, and the mass extinction issues that we're facing right now. And so part of what this workshop is about, this intensive, is helping the environmental activists like myself who are struggling with all the things that are happening in the world and how difficult it is for people to be able to face them.
It's a scary time. We're as you're describing, there's a lot of different issues. It's a very complex situation in terms of the kinds of environmental issues that we're trying to really grasp and understand how to change things. How is Joanna's approach different, or how is she addressing that fear that we're all kind of sitting on right now around these issues?
Absolutely. So the Work That Reconnects has these different aspects to it, and it's a circle. It's not a complete circle. It's actually I don't know what you would call it, but it goes in the form of a circle, and it has different stages. And the first stage is gratitude, that we look at what we have and that we appreciate what we have as a foundation. And then from gratitude, we work towards feeling the pain of what's happening in the world, feeling it and not being in denial around it, not saying that it doesn't exist. And I think that that's our natural inclination as humans to not want to face how bad it is, you know, and that we are connected to how bad it is, that we have some responsibility, that we have some onus in doing something about it, and that's difficult because we're all such busy people and we're trying to survive. And so we don't necessarily focus on, maybe we should pay attention. So it's about honoring our pain, allowing ourselves to feel the experience, and then from that, seeing with new eyes. So, okay, yeah, this is what's going on. This is really scary. And then the last part of it is going forth. And going forth is being active. It's not about sitting and saying, there's nothing I can do. Because this process is about moving towards, we can all do something. And it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be, we feel like we're making a connection. And part of the problem that I think we all face is that we are conditioned to not think of ourselves as connected to the earth. And what she suggests is the world is alive. It's not ours to use as a supply house and a sewer. And it's our larger body. That's not just a metaphor. It is the truth of our existence, is we come from it, we go back to it, and that we have to take care of it, and we are its stewards, and that's part of what's been difficult, is we've been conditioned sometimes by our spiritual path to believe that it's not about being a steward, it's more about we have we have some power over, we have legitimate use of it, and that it's here for our purposes. And that's including all the animals and all the plants and all the trees and all and the water. And so part of the, one of the things that I really appreciated that she broke down during this intensive was that there are three stories of how we look at the world right now. The first one is business as usual. And she talks about our society right now as industrial growth society. And that there, that we're so conditioned to believe that that's what we should, that's how we should operate. So we don't try to change it. And so when we're pushed against the wall of, but what about how much money we need, or, you know, how much it's okay for a corporation to push for growing bigger at the expense of maybe the quality of what they're presenting or the destructiveness of what they're doing. And the second story is that we're in a great unraveling. And the unraveling is that there's a collapse of biological, ecological, economic, and social systems that's happening, which is pretty depressing when you think about it. Mm-hmm. So the third story is that we're in the great turning. And that's what she, that's how she's different in my view. We can choose to have a new response to what's happening. And the new response is a transition from industrial growth to life-sustaining society, that we join together for the sake of life on Earth. So, and what I think about when I, with, if you were going to ask me what, how I think the Great Turning is represented, it's actions like what's happening in North Dakota right now. Mm-hmm. It's the
with
fact
the pipeline
with protest. The pipeline. So, and I don't know how many people are aware of it because it's not showing up on mainstream media a lot. But the number of Native American tribes that are showing up together for the first time in I don't know how long, and the number of white people that are showing up to support them is phenomenal. And it's in the name of they have a right to their land. They have a right to their burial sites and the artifacts that are there. And that a corporation decided that they didn't have, they had no regard or respect for their rights and totally plowed over and destroyed their burial sites and their archaeological history. So that's the difference. That's the two sides.
Yeah. As you've looked at Joanna Macy's work and you've thought about this, the turning, what she calls this sort of new paradigm of this way of thinking about it, how is it changing the way that you would be an activist? Is it, I mean, you're talking about a very direct protest that's going on in North Dakota right now where people are standing in front of bulldozers and that kind of thing. But is there a different way to be thinking about how we go about being an environmental activist?
Absolutely. So one of the things she talks about is the Shambhala warrior, which is a Buddhist term. But the idea of a Shambhala warrior is that you use a sword, but the sword is not necessarily about actively attacking your opponent. It's about learning how to work together. It's about learning that there are two sides to the story and how you're going to relate to each other in that story. So for me personally, that's one of the things that fits so well about Joanna Macy and her work is that the Buddhist piece, and I am a practicing Buddhist, is to not come at somebody, but try to meet them in the middle. Like, you have a side, I have a side. How do we work together? And with the understanding that we're all coming from the same place, that there's a heart place that we come from, and that it's so difficult to get to that. And that's part of why this whole piece about we're so protected, we're so in denial, how do we break that denial, and how do we join forces? Because we all need the earth. We all need the clean water. We all need the clean air. and how do we get there? Because even if you're the richest person on the planet, it's not going to matter if there's no air and no water.
Well said. Joni, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me about Joanna Macy this morning.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to Pandora's Box here on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.